Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. The city of Nineveh, an ancient city that started 6,000 years before Christ, is one of the architectural wonders of our imagination because there's not a lot of it left. When we studied the city in the architecture school, it was through the Empire of Assyria that we see incredible buildings, temples, libraries that give us a glimpse of what the city might have been. But in its extension, it was about 60 miles from one side to the other one. So how is it possible that we have a city that large? Well, its location made it a place for trade, and that meant a place for great wealth. It was located between the European world and the Indian Ocean, in a place where there were trade routes that would bring great wealth from the Middle East, from Asia, and from Europe back and forth. The Assyrian kings brought a lot of wealth also by pillaging sites around them when they extended their empire. So if you imagine a city this large, when we read today the story of Jonah, that he actually walked through this city, that it took him 3 days to walk through it, and that God sent him here to bring a prophecy that people needed to repent. This picture of the city helps us to understand the daunting mission that God gave Jonah. So what daunting mission has God given you? Maybe it is a roommate in college that is not really aligned with God's principles. In fact, it might be a roommate that is doing evil things, going against your own sense of what is correct, and you don't know how to address the evil that you see. It could be a relative in your family that is causing great distress and separation and disunity, or maybe it's a coworker, somebody that is engaged in activities that are not appropriate. And you are called to be a prophet, because through our baptism, friends, we have been called to be Jonahs for the Ninevehs of today. Of course, there are some that have a larger mission, and maybe they are to speak against an institution or against a corporate entity that is doing evil things. And God is going to send us. That is why he has given the office of prophet in our baptism, so that we will come and speak the truth against the evil ways wherever they are. So how do we learn then something from this reading of Jonah? We have to remember that he has just experienced, before God sends him to the city of Nineveh, and we watch him today walking from one side to the other, he has just come out of the belly of the whale, that he had spent 3 days there as he was trying hard to go away from the mission that God had given him. And as we go away, because we don't have words maybe to give to the institutions, we don't know what to say to the coworker, the family member, the roommate, and we don't know how to speak the words that we know God is wanting to be spoken. And if he's placing those words, then we have to ask the Lord to search our heart and the Holy Spirit to give us those words, because he needs us to be prophets in the world so that the world can align to God's ways. We learn that Jonah went through a difficult experience, a terrifying experience, a transformational experience, that we know that experience of 3 days in the belly is going to be a foreshadowing of Jesus being dead for 3 days before he rises. So he will experience this, and we will experience this sometimes, friends. We will have an experience that will tumble us at the bottom of an ocean until we are ready to come out transformed. And sometimes the hardships of our life are going to be those experiences that prepare us. So if you happen to be in one of these moments in your life where you're tumbled, and maybe 3 days really are 3 months or 3 years, because the time in God's ways is very different from our time. But perhaps you're in one of those tumbling times where the world has just become like a turbulent sea, and you find yourself in the belly of a whale and there's no light and you don't know what to do. Well, the Lord gives us in the reading of Psalm 51, the favorite contrition psalm, the position of our heart when we are tumbling around, especially when we're going away from what God is asking us to do or who he's asking us to be. And the refrain today that we repeat as a prayer that is beautiful is, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. This is the position of the heart when we are in the belly of the beast, when we are in darkness, where we don't know how to take the next step, where we know we have a mission, but we're going away from it, where we don't know the words God has said, speak this, and we don't feel the strength, or we feel afraid, and our emotions are guiding us away from our mission because we fear that the mission is too terrible. So we say, have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense, thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. Our Father is a Father of mercy. He's a Father of judgment, though. And the church pairs these two readings with Luke chapter 11, where we find Jesus surrounded by a crowd and talking to the Pharisees, who are questioning all the miracles that he's doing and saying that they must be signs of Satan. And Jesus is saying, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. And the sign of Jonah, friends, is this foretelling that Jesus will be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and then rise. And that just as those around him were not believing the signs, miracles, and wonders that Jesus was performing to show that he was the Son of God, then this story that is present to the Jewish people of the time, the learned Pharisees and scribes, they're now being judged by Jesus, who says, the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon. He's using the stories that they would be very familiar with them to know that Solomon received the queen of the south. That would have been something they knew well, and that there was a judgment there, and that queen that did not have all the knowledge that the Jewish leaders have, that queen that is a Gentile outside of the realm of God's people, she would judge the people of this generation, the learned people around Jesus, the Jewish people themselves, because they were rejecting the Son of God. So friends, the Lord comes to us both with mercy and with judgment. If he has assigned us a mission, it is in the justice of what the Lord needs of us, why he's chosen us for this time and this place, that we have to find within our hearts how to come back, turn around with contrition, like Jonah does, and like Jesus invites the people of his time and us. Turn your heart, turn the position of the heart to align with the mission that the Lord has given you. So let us go to the throne. Father Almighty, you have assigned us a mission. Thank you. And we are little, and we know that we are unworthy, but we know that you send us angels, that we are surrounded by them. And we ask, Father, that the mission you've given us will be clarified, We ask that we will know how to take the next steps. We ask that we will know what to say, that you will give us the words of everlasting life to reach those people around us that, like Jonah was reaching them for repentance, we will reach those around us for repentance, that we will know how to speak with mercy and love, but also with clarity and with authority. Father, give us the words of wisdom and help those around us that are not turning their eyes and hearts to you to do that. And we place in our mind right now those special people that are dear to us, that do not know you, do not adore you, do not follow you, that you will send them a special angel, Father, that you will send them a special way, a special word, that when we come to them with love to speak of what you intend for their lives, that they will hear and they will turn their hearts. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.